You're listening to WKAR. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo. A warning to listeners that the following conversation deals with the topic of sexual violence. Nationwide, many organizations work towards helping survivors of sexual assault heal from the trauma they have experienced. With the onset of the coronavirus pandemic, this task has taken on added barriers. In Lansing, the Firecracker Foundation provides advocacy and resources to children who have experienced sexual violence. Tashmika Torok is the founder of the organization. She joins me today to discuss her work.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
First, can you give us a little bit of background on what led you to start the Firecracker Foundation?
Well, I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and incest. And so when I was in my 30s, I started to go back to started therapy and discovered that a lot of the issues that I was dealing with in my personal life were related to untreated trauma from my childhood. And when I started doing research about my trauma, it led me to think about other people and how it took so long for me to have access to the information I needed to just heal and live a life that was happy and good, you know? And so when I started doing research, I discovered that there are a lot of people who don't have this information and that there are a lot of children who could benefit from having early intervention in the childhood trauma that they experience. And so that led me to the idea of creating this organization.
How has the pandemic played a factor in the increase of instances of sexual violence?
One of the things that I want people to understand about child sexual abuse is that it often does happen in the home. And so most children, whether it is the pandemic or other humanitarian crisis, are often trapped in the home with their abuser. That is actually what child sexual abuse manifests as for young children. They don't have any power. And usually the person who's causing harm to them is someone they know, love, and trust, which is usually either a parent or a family member or someone responsible for their care. And so in some ways, while COVID has definitely exacerbated children's access to safe people, it hasn't really changed the way that child sexual abuse happens in community. So some of the things we're looking at is actually less access or restricted access to people who are considered to be safe and healthy. So even if they're not extracting youth from dangerous situations, they're providing them with care and love and resilience factors that helps them cope with whatever might be happening at home until such time that they are able to be safe.
For much of this country's history, the rape of Black women was not seen as a crime, leading to modern day repercussions. What are some of the ways your organization is working to bring the voices and experiences of Black women survivors to the forefront?
Well, for one, we work with Black youth, with young Black girls, and really just carving out and holding space that is sacred for them to share their experiences. We live in a community where racialized violence and discrimination happens all of the time, but there aren't a lot of spaces for Black girls to talk candidly about the ways that has impacted their family, to even be able to name it without having to argue with people in their classrooms or being penalized unfairly in their schools just for showing up the way that they are as fully human, you know? And so that's number one, is we're creating space for them to be able to share their truth, but also to recognize that they deserve healing, they deserve that space, and that there is a history here and that they're not alone, you know? And I think that that's really important because the way that we culturally, you know, in America talk about race is we try, and I shouldn't even say why, right? Because it's like, it is white supremacy and those systems that uphold it that really want to make our history about this American exceptionalism and, you know, everybody is equal, which we know is not the truth. And yet we still perpetuate those lies, and that has an impact on our youth. And so for them to know that they're not alone and that these things are real and to be able to validate that is so critical for them to be able to move forward to heal. You can't heal something if you can't actually talk about it.
Tashmika Torak is the founder and executive director of the Firecracker Foundation. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me again.